Number 88, let us sing from our hymn book. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to stand, change your position. 88. Seats, and let me just remind those guests that are here, tomorrow morning there's table worship, I guess for all of us, table worship tomorrow morning, so if you want to bring a Bible to the breakfast table, the bus comes tomorrow, as you know, the children come by cars tomorrow, the bus arrives shortly after lunch, around 2-ish or so in the afternoon, so we'll be around to receive the bus. We want to move all of our cars. If you have a car somewhere along the road on the grounds of camp, get rid of your car. Put it in the lot someplace off grounds or off the campgrounds here. Trucks come in and out, not just for the bus. You say, I got till 2 o'clock tomorrow. Starting about 5:30 tomorrow morning, the delivery trucks will be rolling in, and we'd hate to have to knock on your door at 5:15 so that you can move your car. I won't be doing that anyway, but we don't want to wake you up. And so move them tonight after the meeting, if you possibly could do that. And junior staff, lights out at 11, junior staff members, so keep that in mind. Don't burn the midnight oil, because you want to keep strong for tomorrow and the days to come. Okay? As we sing that last verse, I'm going to ask if the brethren would come. As we sing, were the whole realm of nature mine, that were far too small, love so. Thank you. The Apostle Paul said, that which was delivered to me, how the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your broken body. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, give your back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, this is your body broken for us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price for me. Paid it for eternity. Shall my song through the ages be? Jesus paid the price for me. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. After we're all served, we'll partake together. You can just hold the emblem in your hand until we give thanks together and eat together. God bless you, brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for your great love for us, Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we eat your flesh, oh Lord. Lord, we take you, your life. Hallelujah, 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 oh Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Jesus, we thank you for your body. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, Brother Peter, please pray with us. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, oh Jesus, your broken body. We eat your flesh.
Jesus. Lord, we just praise you and we worship you tonight for what you've done, Lord, and for the work that you've done and accomplished on Calvary. And Father, we just lift up our hearts in thanksgiving. Father, you've equipped us. But Lord, you've given us a task that we in ourselves cannot do.
We need your
strength. We can't do it, Father, but we can do it through you, through your strength, through your victory, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I pray, Lord, that you would, as we take part of this bread this evening, that it would strengthen us just as you have designed through the power of the Holy Spirit to equip us for the work that lays before us. Father, we want you to have all the glory. And Father, we do that in faith.
We thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In your name we pray. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it." Hallelujah. Jesus, we receive strength, oh God. Dear Lord, we receive your strength, your nourishment, your quickening, oh God. We receive you, Jesus, your life, your strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Your strength in these mortal bodies, oh God. Hallelujah. In like manner also, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. As oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he come." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, the precious blood of Jesus. The precious blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your precious blood, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Snow. Hallelujah. King. Very soon, going to see the King. Very soon. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord of all, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the cross, hallelujah, hallelujah. It shall never suffer. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, this is the cup of blessing which we bless. And we sure do. Oh, thank you for the blood. For this cup, for the blood of Jesus Christ. And all that it means to us. Oh, Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Dear Lord, for this cup, for all that you have purchased for us with your own precious blood, you forgive all our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. You crown our lives with loving kindness and tender mercies. Lord, it's all through the blood. It's all because you've opened up this way and you paid the price. How thankful we are tonight. We bless you, Lord. We bless this cup. We rejoice in our salvation. And we bow low before you and give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious, precious blood. Hallelujah. Now maybe there's someone that would just pray. Some of you, just pray. Short prayers of thanksgiving. Let's bless the Lord. Let's thank him for this cup of blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your precious blood, Jesus.
Thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We do, Jesus.
Oh, we thank you that the blood makes us worthy to come into your presence and enjoy fellowship with you and one another. Thank you for the power of that blood to make us worthy to come before your throne to receive mercy and grace to help in our time of need.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that no sin is too great or too small that your blood cannot cover it. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that is bestowed upon us so copiously this night.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for coming to us just where we were. Lord, most of us weren't even looking for you, but you were looking for us. And Lord, we just want to give you thanks.
Yes, Lord.
We want to give you thanks, Lord. For calling us, for cleansing us,
thank you,
for preparing us, making us ready to be able to
hallelujah.
Enter into the glory of your presence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood on the cross, Lord, and that we may have fellowship with you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
As Brother Paul said, no sin is too big, no sin is too small. It's all under the blood.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are willing to die and shed your blood for us and for our cleansing.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Jesus said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Drink ye all of it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, your precious blood. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, your blood, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is power, power, wonder-working power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us sing number 316 if you happen to need the words to it as well with my soul. Let's sing it together. Then we want to pray for the staff, the counselors, the rest of the staff that are going to be serving us. 316, let's sing together. last verse, let's pray for those that will be counseling. Head counselors, junior counselors, regular good old counselors. Cottage, village, Natick, Nonantham, where are you? Stand if you're one of those. This next period, third period. These are the people that we're going to be praying for the next 2 weeks. And they're going to be praying for us too, but we're going to be praying for them. And we want to pray for them together tonight as a family of God, as brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to pray that God will bless every one of these counselors, that the Lord will use every one of them just the way that He wants to understand the kids that they'll be helping and teaching, to have wisdom, to know how to deal with them out of their innermost being, and that there might flow rivers of living water, and that Jesus will be glorified. That's our prayer, our desire for these counselors. And let's all of us pray right now for these that are standing. Brother Peter is the head counselor for the boys. Sister Diane is the head counselor in the cottage. And the rest are all their team and staff. And we want to just pray that, Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, that You will have Your way. Oh, Lord, that You'll pour out Your Spirit upon every one of these counselors, dear Lord, that You will equip them. Dear Lord, that You will be with them, that You will help them, that You will, Lord, give them the wisdom they need, the strength they need physically, spiritually. Lord, maybe it's the first time for some counseling. Lord, I pray that You'll help them. Just help them to lean upon You, to depend upon You. Lord, maybe we don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to do it. We've never done it before. But Lord, You're going to help us. You're going to help us to teach these kids, to lead these kids, to direct them to Yourself. Lord, we believe that You're going to help us. We take Your strength, Your help, Your enablement. Lord, You don't send us out into service for You by ourselves. But Lord, You're with us. You're in us. And You're going to use us for Your glory. That's our confidence. Lord, I pray that You'll keep Your hand over every one of these counselors. Give them wonderful unity among themselves. Dear Lord, throughout the ranks, I pray, Lord, there'll be no schism. Dear Lord, no division. No disharmony. But Lord, as has been in the past, let there be a unity, a one accord. Dear Lord, that they'll be serving together the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, that You'll be able to cause that ointment that flowed down Aaron's beard even to his skirt. Lord, that Holy Spirit anointing to be poured out in the cottage, in the village, in Natick and Nonantham. Dear Lord, it's our expectation. It's from You. And so we ask You to lay Your hand upon each one of these Your handmaidens, Your servants. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. There are others that make the camp go. They're the ones that work all over the grounds and all over the kitchen and all over every place else. Staff, third period, if you're not a counselor, but you're a staff member. Levántese, por favor. Would you stand? We want to first of all, see who you are and know who you are. We got some, don't forget these two guys that came in about 3 minutes ago, but there they are all the way in the back. We want to pray for them, as well as all the ones all on this side, that the Lord will bless these staff members. He will. He will. Brother Kenny, will you pray with us, please? Dear Lord Jesus, thank You, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for everyone that has answered Your call to come and give themselves to serve You here at camp. And Lord, we believe that You have brought them here. They know that, Lord.
Jesus, we thank You for it.
We know that You have a purpose in their being here, Lord, greater than we can understand.
Hallelujah.
Lives to touch, work to do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray that You will equip each one.
Help
for
them.
The specific work that You have appointed
give
for them
strength,
to
oh God,
give
them
themselves to.
Jesus.
Lord, we pray that nothing will be insignificant, Lord, but that every job, every task will be done in the name of the Lord as unto
Lord.
Jesus Christ
yes, Lord
and
Jesus.
For His glory. We pray, Lord, that You will strengthen and anoint, Lord, each and every one. And we pray that You shall make each one very aware that
Hallelujah.
You are with them. You are helping them.
Hallelujah.
You are facilitating
yes,
the
Lord.
Jobs that they're called
yes,
upon
Lord.
To do.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we pray Lord, that as they work together, that they'll be a blessing one
Lord,
to another. That they'll strengthen and encourage
yes,
one another
yes,
in the
Lord.
Things of
your
God. That as they attend the services, Lord, that
help
you'll
them,
pour
Lord.
Out your Spirit
help
upon
us,
them
help
and
us.
Give them physical strength
Dear
and
Lord,
spiritual
Lord,
strength.
Lord, Lord,
a greater
Jesus.
Sight of you, Lord.
We ask
oh, God, Lord. Just make them all that you want them to be
yes,
and accomplish
Jesus.
All that you have in your heart
yes,
to minister to them
you,
and through them at this time. We thank you for each and every one. And we commit them to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. You may be seated. Now, before we sing the last verse, could we pray for the kids that are coming? Soon. It's almost over, guys. It's time to get to work. Roll up your sleeves. Look to the Lord for his help and strength and grace. And don't be terrified by your adversaries as they get off the bus tomorrow. But know that God has a blessing and a work to be done in every one of them. We want to pray for every one of them. If there's some little cottage, you're still in the house of bondage. We mentioned last night, I believe you can pray people out of their situations. I believe God answers prayer. I believe God's faithful. And as we pray, God's going to work. That's the neat thing. To see people come so bound and so mixed up and messed up and to see God work. I love that. It's better if they come perfect and wonderful, but God is able and so wonderful to see how he does his work. And let's just unite everybody. Let's just pray together right now for all the boys, the little girls in the cottage, that the Lord will just prepare their hearts, work in every one of them tonight even as they get ready to come and leave home and leave mama for the first time. And that Sister Diane won't have to deal with all the homesickness, but that the Lord will just help them. It's a very real need that some of the cottagers have. But we can ask the Lord to just help them to fall into place and just to find a home here in the cottage. And the Lord is able to do that because he wants to bless them. He wants to help them. Let's just pray for each one. Brother Paul, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Lord, we thank you for every little child and every teenage boy that has come. We thank you, Lord, that you have ordained each one. You have planned that each boy or girl is here for your purposes. You will work in their hearts, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, whether it's through memory work or songs, whatever, Lord, you grab a hold of their hearts. Draw them unto yourself. We thank you, Lord, for this place where you have manifested yourself year after year and saved little boys and girls
Hallelujah.
And teenagers.
Jesus,
we thank
again,
you,
Lord,
and we trust you to do it again as these boys and girls come tomorrow. We pray, O God, that you will get your perfect will done in each life.
Thank you,
for
Lord.
Your name's sake.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Amen. That last verse, let us sing.
And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound.
Hallelujah.
All glory to God. Shall descend.
To just say one more thing, and I know I'm 5 minutes late already, but it'll only take 2 minutes. When I was young, once was young, about 35 years ago, I was my first year in the church, the pastor of a church. I was just a kid. I was probably like 4 or 35 years, oh, however, I can't do math. But I was young. And we had special meetings in the church. And so here's Brother Gardner and Brother Edwin and Brother Posta and Brother Bowers and Ernie. There are probably a couple others too. But these men and Sister Bowers, women of God that were so revered as a boy growing up, they were my pastors, and I just looked up to them, and I was really intimidated. And so here I was, they came to Ozone Park, and here I am, and I mean, I tried to sing the deepest songs I could possibly find in the book. O thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, in whom in affliction, and everything. And we got to near the end of it, and Brother Bowers stood up. Some of you might remember Brother Bowers. Some of you never heard the name and don't know who he was, but he stood up and he said, "Let's sing a song." He said, "You got to find a partner, though." I said, "I don't know. What are we going to do now? We're going to find a partner." "Yeah, that's it, Heidi." He said, "Let's sing when we all pull together." I thought, "What? What?" I thought, "Brother Bowers, what are you doing to my meeting? My all that one whose presence, you're going to bring it down a few notches." But you know, I think I've learned over the years that that song is deep. When we all pull together, what's it say? How happy we'll be. For your work is your work, and my work is your work. No, that's not how it goes. For your work is my work, and our work is God's work. So when we all pull together, how happy we'll be. That's true. That's true. Pull together. His work, oh, I'm not a counselor of the faithfuls. I couldn't care less about the faithfuls. I'm a native counselor. No, your work and his work, and your work is his work, and her work is your work, and our work is God's work. And so let's all watch Rock and Village and Cottage and everywhere in the camp. Let's all pull together. How happy we'll be if we can do it. Think we can pull it off? Think there's an adversary that says, "Oh, you're not going to do that. I'm going to make sure you don't do that. I'm going to make sure that tomorrow she's mad at her." Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to make sure there's a fight up there in that kitchen. I'm telling you, because she didn't put the coffee up. I'm going to make sure that she's the one that gets blamed. I got blamed. She got, "I'm going to make sure that she get..." Brother Tom's going to get it. "No, I'm not going to let them take that from him. You are, forget about it, and it's not going to..." You know, that's the natural way of things. But Lord, we're going to pull together. We're going to work together. We're going to love together. We're going to love one another with a pure heart fervently. So let's all stand. And you don't have to play along. I know you don't want to. But if you want to, it's simple. Brother Kenny will show you how it goes. It's like this. Here we go. When we all pull together. Let's do it. Let's pull together and let's greet one another in the love of Christ. You're dismissed. God bless you. And let's have a great third period.